Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. It is 7 minutes after 8 in the a.m. on a Friday morning. And there's, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but there's some interesting things going on in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., something to do with a government shutdown. I thought, if you haven't had enough of it already, let's go to our roving official correspondent from Washington, D.C., the esteemed Congressman Sean Duffy. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Seth. Thanks for having me on.
Do you like the new assignment, being the official D.C. reporter for WSAU? You all right with that?
Yeah, listen, I'll take it. We got some time out here.
So, talk to me. What's happening out there right now? What's the attitude? Any new developments whatsoever?
First, if you don't mind, Seth, I want to maybe walk through what's been going on. I know the news media says one thing, and I know you're talking to your listeners about what's going on. But first off, we proposed that we defund Obamacare.
Right.
Obama said no, and
expected.
Yes. Then we said, all right, well, let's delay it for a year. It's not ready for prime time, and he said no to that. And so the last proposal that we gave him was, let's fund the government. But we want two things. One, we want Barack Obama, Jay Carney, and the whole administration in Obamacare. If Obamacare is good for members of Congress, if Obamacare is good for Americans, it is good for Barack Obama and his family. They shouldn't have another health care system in the administration when Obamacare is good for all of the rest of America. So
gotcha.
We said, you have to be in Obamacare with us.
Right.
Number one. And then number two, we said, you saw a lot of money. A lot of lobbyists and a lot of big businesses come to Capitol Hill and get a one-year delay in the penalty or the tax for big businesses in Obamacare. We said, give that same delay for 1 year on the tax or the penalty for individuals. Treat the individuals just like you're treating big businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The exchanges will still be up and running. The subsidies are still in there, but you can't penalize individuals like you're gonna not penalize big businesses. Treat them equally.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is about. If Obama says, I'll be in Obamacare with my administration, and I'll treat individuals like big businesses, this thing is open. That's all we're asking for. It's very, very simple stuff.
So basically, it's the old game of negotiation. You ask for everything, and then we'll negotiate down to what's reasonable. Asking to defund Obamacare, everybody knows that was never going to happen.
Right. It's like Scott Walker, you know, being asked to defund or repeal Act 10. He would never do that.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So you ask for the moon. When that gets rejected, you ask for something a little bit less, and hopefully a reasonable individual would say, okay, let's talk, let's negotiate. Now, wait a minute, though. You're asking for a one-year delay. Obviously, the initial rollout went perfectly.
Yeah.
Without any hitches whatsoever, it's obviously ready to go. So
we're asking for a one-year delay on the penalty for individuals, just like the delay that big businesses got. The exchanges would still be open. We're not asking for a delay in Obamacare. Just you can't penalize individuals, just like you're not going to penalize big businesses.
And the response has been absolutely no.
And I think the real rub with the administration is they don't want to be in Obamacare. Jay Carney doesn't want to be in Obamacare. I'm like, I'm in Obamacare. I start January 1st. These guys should be in with us. And I don't see why they think they have laws that are good for America but not good for them. So that's the big rub here. But we've also passed bills that say, okay, well, you saw the World War II vets going to see
right.
their. We said, open up our parks, our memorials. And the Democrats voted that down. We said, let's make sure we pay our veterans. They voted that down. NIH funding, they voted that down. So we're trying to go, how do you find even points of agreement? What if we disagree on a lot of big stuff, let's find small things that we can agree to and open up those and fund them. And
okay.
They said no to all of that.
So it seems to me, and again, all I have to go on is common sense here, but it seems to me that the administration at this point is just being obstinate. They're saying, no, we're not going to give in on any of this at all. We know that we have the position of strength. There's not a thing you can do about it. We're not budging.
I think they're okay with a government shutdown, because if you listen to the news media, they're saying Republicans are trying to get rid of Obamacare, they've tried to defund it, and poor Barack Obama, and this is the law. And so the media backs them up. I did a teletown hall yesterday. I called 50,000 people. Most people haven't heard what I'm telling them about what our position is, about these two simple things we're asking for, because the news won't tell them that.
Yeah.
And I think Obama knows that, and that's why they're okay with a shutdown. We're bending over backwards trying to figure out ways where we can all come together and open up the government. This is dysfunctional. This shouldn't be happening. I'm the 10th of 11 kids.
Right.
People and families talk to each other. They communicate. They have dialogue. That has to happen in Congress as well. With a divided government, everyone has to talk. You can't just say it's my way or the highway. I'm not going to give it all. Well, you never get agreement then.
It seems to me, though, Sean, we're coming to critical mass. We have the debt ceiling conflict to resolve very, very soon. And it looks to me that the impasse is coming to a real heated point. Do you see anything on the horizon? Is there any rumor, any talk of how this is going to play out and how this is going to be resolved?
So, well, right now what you're going to see is both the CR, which is the funding mechanism for the government that's caused the shutdown, that is going to be also negotiated with the debt limit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other things that we want to get done, because, listen, we have a $17 trillion debt. We're borrowing almost $1 trillion a year. We want to make sure we get American spending and entitlement programs under control. So I think there can be some other points of agreement on the fiscal side of things as we look at the debt limit negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
I think the administration, or at least Harry Reid, is starting to soften a little bit, saying he'll at least talk, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to start having those conversations now. We don't want to see us not pay our debts.
All right. As things develop, will you continue to keep in touch with us and let us know what's going on?
We'll keep you posted. Make sure everyone's getting the right news, not necessarily what the news media wants to tell you.
You're putting information up on your website, right?
We are.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that's duffy.house.gov.
Duffy.house.gov.
And I'm also on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, and you can get us in all the new social media sites.
Gotcha. Keep up the good work. Do not flinch. Keep fighting. Keep putting the pressure, and we'll see if we can end up doing something good for our country instead of just, I don't know,
something
raping
good
the wallet.
Yeah, something good for our country and good for our kids. So,
exactly.
But listen, hey, thanks for having me on. I wish you guys all a good morning.
Thank you, man. We'll talk to you very,
bye-bye,
very soon. There it is, Congressman Sean Duffy. He is very, very proud of his new role of roving reporter for WSAU. I think when his terms are up in Congress, I think we got a real chance at having him. No, that's not going to happen. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk to an honest-to-God small business owner, one that is had kind of an interesting opportunity come up, one that doesn't happen every day. We're going to talk to how that happened, what's been going on, and how the business is running. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Feedback, the phone number is 715-845-2155. All right, as I promised, we're going to talk to Sarah Smith, who is... Now, are you co-owner, the owner... How does that work down of Casual Joe's in the mall,
yep,
the Wausau Mall right now?
I'm the co-owner and operating general manager of,
ooh,
Casual Joe's.
All right. So that means everything that goes right or wrong, it's all your fault.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Get nice and close to the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to. All right. So Casual Joe's is a new restaurant in the food court of the Wausau Mall. You got your start by being a contestant on the Food Network's competition show. What was the name of the...
Food Court Wars.
Food Court Wars. All right. So this means that you guys grabbed knives and spatulas and fought to the death inside the mall,
mm-hmm,
and therefore killed your competition in order to get a slot place in the mall, right?
Yes. I believe there was a trident involved.
And a hand grenade. Wow, that escalated quickly. So... You guys did a cook-off, a competition with another group of people that were trying to get a spot in the mall, in the food court.
Yep.
How did you know that this competition was happening? How did you get aware of it?
I actually didn't. My partner signed me up. It was.
Did they ask you first?
No. No.
So okay.
My life basically just changed. My partner was my former boss, and it was my birthday, and he had basically I had the day off, and he called me in, and I was like, I'm not coming in, and after arguing with him, I did,
right.
And he told me, oh yeah, so we have an interview with Food Network, and would you like to do it? And I was like, sure. Yeah,
thinking that there would be a very remote possibility that it would actually happen.
Yeah, this isn't something that I was thinking. You know, I was just like, whatever. Yeah, it's something to pass the time.
All right.
And a month later, we got on the show and won.
Okay, so they contacted you. They said, we'd like you guys to be one of the contestants.
I believe he had one of his customers had emailed him about the opportunity.
Okay.
And
all
he
right.
had just applied.
The host of the program was Chef...
Tyler Florence.
Tyler Florence. When did you actually get to meet him?
I didn't get much time with him. I met him for the first time when, you know, basically what you see on the air with him is what we had.
Okay.
There's not too much more. We didn't get very much alone time with him.
Behind the scenes, did they give you any pointers as to how to perform for the camera? Did they try to influence the dialogue between you and the other people in the kitchen while you were working? Or did they try to encourage a little tension between the other team?
Well, we had no contact with the other team.
Uh-huh.
We were not allowed to look at them even, even if they were across the way.
Don't look at them.
No.
Don't look at them.
Yep. They always told us we were on ice, which means we couldn't talk.
Okay.
But they definitely tried to get some more... tension between my partner and I on occasion, you know,
right.
like basically
disagreeing on how things would
be
done.
Yeah, just like, Sarah, didn't you see what Tyler did? And then if I would, you should stand up for yourself. And Tyler, Sarah's kind of being,
well,
you know.
When you're watching the competition, because I remember watching it the night that it aired, and I was thinking about your team. You guys seem like you got a good product going on, but you're not together. There's no way you're going to win. And that's what I thought when I was watching. And then I started thinking, well, this is engineered by the producers.
Mm-hmm.
So I cheated. I went online, and I looked to see, gee, is there a new restaurant opening in the area? What do you know? It's called Casual Joe's. I guess you guys won. And then I sent you the email to invite you guys to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as winning the competition, what did you win? What's the end game here?
We won a year's worth of free rent in the mall.
Okay.
And that's it. There was, you know, we put in all of the equipment ourselves, and
okay.
I mean, Food Network basically was there, and then they were gone. So everything that we've done to build the restaurant has been us.
Right. So you guys are bringing in your food.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing in your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they're paying for is the rent in the facility. You're paying for all of the utilities and all that other stuff yourself.
Yep. Utilities, cam cost, a percentage of our sales. So.
Did they explain to you what the – well, obviously, it's a prize, so you're going to have to pay taxes on the prize. So you know the value of what is – and what I'm getting to is when you're looking at your profit margin, you're figuring in what you would have to be if you were paying rent.
Right. Absolutely.
It's like, hey, we made $20 this week. No.
Mm-hmm.
Rent would have killed us.
What we're doing is the loan that we have for our business is we are – paying that payment as if it would have been our rent. So we
perfect.
Yeah. So that way when rent comes around,
smart.
It's not
very smart. Mm. Now, at the end of the year, do you have the option to stay or does the mall say, okay, you've been here a year. Bye bye.
We have the option to, we have to talk to the mall at
right.
that point. We don't really know what's going to happen until probably 6 months from now. We have the option to stay. We only have the 1 year lease right now. We're going to revisit and see how it's working. And if we're getting the business, if the mall wants us to stay.
Sure.
You know.
All right. What kind of food does Casual Joe's have?
We have barbecue and brats. It's mainly more in the barbecue area, pulled pork and our barbecue brisket.
Mm-hmm.
Today, actually, we will be unveiling the brisket chili.
Ooh.
So, yeah, really good stuff. And then our hand-battered cheese curds. Everything's homemade except for ketchup and a couple of the mustards.
So you make your own sauces. Mm-hmm. You make your own sides and condiments and mm-hmm. so forth. Well, obviously not, but the sides, the main dish, it's all prepared there in the kitchen.
Yeah, our barbecue sauce, everything is there. We smoke our meat in the kitchen. I have an indoor smoker. It takes 12 hours, so we put it in the evening, pull the pork in the morning, and it's ready to go.
Perfect. Now, how's business going? You guys doing all right?
Yeah, business is going well. I mean, mall's slow right now.
Sure.
But, you know,
it's about to get busier.
I think
you know that.
I do know that, and I can't wait. I'm really excited for it. You know, it's definitely not what the first week was, which was constant business, open
right.
to close.
Everybody was curious. They wanted mm-hmm. to come by and say, okay, so the best experience of doing the show.
Because,
you know, I'm going to follow up with what was the worst.
Yes. The best experience with the show, I guess, was just, I'm trying to think about the best. I mean, it was all a lot of fun, and it was such a whirlwind. I guess the best experience was winning, you know.
Sure.
I mean, that was, because it was so stressful the entire way, and yeah. I honestly didn't think that we had it.
How long did you guys film?
We filmed for, 6 days, but, you know, it was, the whole month before that was a huge process as well. We had to, you know, do some filming. We had to rewrite our menus. They kept saying, this isn't good enough. You need to rewrite the menu. You need to pare that down. You need
mm-hmm.
to, you know.
Mm-hmm. So they were giving you some guidance and how to be competitive, which is good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were doing the
yeah.
same with the other guys as well.
Well, we each got our own producer so that,
right.
you know, they were in charge of telling our story so it didn't get mixed up.
Mm-hmm. How long of a day? 6 days of filming. Did that include going off-site and filming
yeah.
at the other locations
yes.
that you're at? How long of a day did you have to work?
You know, it was anywhere from 7 in the morning to 9 at night. And
yep.
you know, that whole time we're being, mic'd. So there were a lot of times that I was covering up my mic to talk to my partner.
Right.
So that, you know, they couldn't use something.
Very good. That's smart.
Yeah.
Very smart of you. Very, very good. Looking where the camera is and go,
yep.
All right, so worst experience of the whole situation. What's been the worst?
The worst experience is when they hunted me down with the camera because I was crying. Yeah.
Well, it makes for great ratings.
Yeah,
we want to see the stress.
I knew it. That's why I actually lifted up the ladle. I knew that was good TV. So, no, you know, it was just, my dad's always been very supportive and always has been in my life.
Right.
And they kind of made it seem like he wasn't, and that he just showed up on my big day. And that's
mm-hmm.
that I was very not happy with because me and my father always had a really great, loving relationship. He made sure that we were at his house every other week, and he's the reason I cook.
Right.
And he always came out to dinner every Wednesday to take me and my sister out. So, and then he would read me a book before I went to bed. So, you know, he's always been there, and he's never showed me.
And that was through your teen years.
Yeah, that was through, he read me a book when I was seven.
All right.
But
So talk to me again. Where exactly in the mall is Casual Joe's?
It's the Casual Joe's is in the food court, right. It's, I guess, when you walk in, it's on the left.
On the left-hand side?
Yep, on the left-hand side.
So. How late, what are your hours?
We are open at 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, except for Saturday. We're open 9:30 to 9, and then on Sunday, we are open from 10 until 6.
So open 7 days a week?
Yep, and I'm there every bit of it, unless
wow.
I'm shopping for the store.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, website.
Website is www.casualjoes.com.
Casualjoes.com.
You've
got your menu
yeah.
and all the things you get. You do any catering outside the restaurant?
We do catering. We'll do catering. We'll do birthday parties, graduations, whatever you'd like.
Office lunches,
office
you name
lunches,
it.
Office lunches, anything.
Do it.
And then like us on Facebook. You can see our specials.
Awesome. Sarah, thank you. Congratulations, first of all, for winning. Congratulations
thank you so much.
For having the strength to open up and go take a shot at having a small business.
It's tough. It's not easy.
It is not tough. It is, but it is the backbone of our country. So congratulations
yes.
to you.
Thank you so much.
Go visit Casual Joe's at the Wausau Mall as you walk into the food court on the left-hand side, casualjoes.com. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.